This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two of the Thursday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can bring up whatever's on your mind. If you make the call, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And still to come tonight, we've got us an actual, well, not an email, but it's an article from lourockwell.com from a Vietnam veteran who's kind of just sharing his feelings about what it was like, what it's like to live after a war, and what that feeling is like.
Hmm.
It's very interesting, especially for someone like me that has never been to war. So it's an interesting perspective, and we'll share that with you coming up. 800-259-9231. Also, the cops are out of control. We'll give you a couple of different examples. But first, we're going to start with the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security. ABC News reports today that you might expect the Department of Homeland Security to have one of the most secure computer systems in all of government. I mean, they are the Department of Homeland Security, after all.
One might think that,
That's their thing. Security's their mission. It's their prime directive. But you'd be wrong. The House Government Reform Committee released its annual report card on federal computer security, and the DHS, which got an F in 2004... Guess they got in 2005.
An F. And
another F. The Department of Health and Human Resources, which would manage the bird flu if it reaches our shores, also got an F, as did the Departments of Energy, Agriculture, Interior, and Veterans Affairs. Joining them at the bottom was the State Department, which earned a D+ in 2004, but dropped to an F last year. So they've gotten worse. And the Defense Department, which slid from a D to an F in 2005. The overall grade for federal agency computer security of all federal agencies, overall, what do you think it was?
D.
D+. The report card measures such practices as ensuring proper password management and restricting access to sensitive information. Committee chairman says these are unacceptably low. He stressed the need for safeguarding the government's electronic resources. We must guard our information systems from hackers, terrorists, hostile foreign governments, and identity thieves to protect our national security, allow for continuity of government operations, and ensure the privacy of citizens' personal information. Gee, what do you think he said last year?
Something similar?
Yeah. According to the committee, the government has a long way to go for realizing those goals. How hard is this? I mean, how hard is it to secure your computer system? You hire some genius IT guys, you bring them in, and you put them to work. I guess even the genius IT guys turn into listless, worthless bureaucrats as soon as they get on the payroll, too. Oh, yeah, we'll get that done in 5 years.
You know, this can't be done. We can't secure this.
We need another $5 million. This was way too complex. Which, of course, this is what it's going to result in. All these bureaucracies are going to say, man, we're really trying so hard. And we really want to get these systems secure, but we need more people. We need more money. We promise you we're going to get better. Just give us another $3 million. That's what's going to result in this, because whenever government agencies fail, they get more money. It's their excuse to get more money. It doesn't matter if it's education or the Department of Homeland Security. Their failure translates into a bigger budget for next year.
It happens over and over again. For whatever reason, we will accept failure from our government where we won't accept failure from companies that that work for us. You know, can you imagine if the phone company was run by the government? How awful would your phone service be?
It's bad now because you pretty much have a monopoly situation, but it's still better. It's still better than the government running it. Anything, a group of monkeys could do computer security better than the government could. I mean, this is embarrassing for them, at least. It's embarrassing for us that we keep paying for it. It's embarrassing that this government continues to spend and spend and spend, and the American people continue to pony up. I just don't understand. How can you support these people? Can you answer that for me? 1-800-259-9231. I mean, does anybody out there really believe, seriously, in this age of terror, in this war on terror, you've got the Department of Homeland Security that can't even keep their computers secure? Do you really think that they can do anything for your physical security?
Well, they've done a pretty good job of compromising our freedoms since
they're fine at doing that.
But
destroying freedom is something government can do.
It amazes me people that put their reliance in this. This isn't where your security is going to come from.
it reminds me of the Saturday show we did a while back when the lady called in, bewildered. She was bewildered that we thought that the security situation here was a scam, that it was all a front, that the security that the Department of Homeland Security puts out there, their image, is just nothing more than that, an image, a mirage. It's something that is just, it's not what it seems to be. It looks nice to have armed guards trotting through the streets. I mean, it doesn't look nice. It looks scary to me, and I don't like that situation. But to these people that believe in the security state, they think that, well, there's people in the streets with military fatigues on. They've got machine guns. They're going to keep us safe. But they're wrong. They're not doing anything. How is a guy in the streets with a machine gun going to do anything to stop a determined mad bomber?
And what difference would it make? Like, if a guy with a machine gun standing there in the middle of the street, you know, checking people's IDs, if an airplane flies into the building next to him.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not security. This is a police state. They are not synonymous.
No, I'm afraid they're not. Yet people continue to buy into this, even when the news is even reporting on it. The news reports on, we had a TSA, a guy that works at the TSA, George, he called in last hour, said apparently recent news, and for some reason we missed this news, but he would know, he's in the TSA. He called in, he said that the TSA, 26 different airports had failed to find bombs in people's bags. Not real bombs, but they put false bombs in people's bags, and they ran them through the checkpoints to see if they'd catch them. And they didn't!
And everybody on, you know, the TSA wasn't fired from airport security there. That's what happened to a private security company. They'd, in the contract.
You let one bomb through, you're done.
See ya.
Yeah.
But what are we going to do now? The TSA's entrenched.
They need more money.
They can't
catch the bombs. They need more guards. They need more x-ray machines. Mm-hmm. They need more. That's what this is. They just get more money.
Yep.
And the American people just bend right over and they say, oh, how much do you need now? Okay, well, we want to be safe.
Well, you know, they're not even taxing us more right now. They're just increasing
the debt ceiling. How bad?
They're taxing our grandchildren.
How really? I mean, how much worse can it get? How much worse can this situation get before it turns around and this country goes back towards liberty? I really don't know what the answer to that question is. If you have an answer to that question, 1-800-259-9231. How much worse will it get?
I don't see how the American people can look into the eyes of their children, these little beings that they're putting their hopes and their dreams into,
yeah,
and they can continue to vote Democrat and Republican time and time again for these same people who have been screwing us year in and year out, over and over and over again. I mean, if you're continuing to vote
evils.
Republican and think you're for small government, you're a fool. You're a god-darn fool.
I can see how angry it is. You're clenching your teeth. You're getting angry just thinking about that. As someone who was a former Republican.
I stopped, you know, just voting for Republicans, 2000. Seeing George Bush in office, that was enough for me.
Mm-hmm. Let alone all the things he's done since then.
Yeah. It didn't take me that long. But there's a lot of dyed-in-the-wool Republicans out there that are continuing to do it over and over again.
And
the Democrats, we've seen what they did to Washington, and they were the party of Washington for a very long time. They don't call them tax and spend Democrats for no reason.
It's not just George Bush. It's all of them, except for maybe Ron Paul, the one libertarian congressperson. But it's all of the Republicans that are voting for more and bigger government. More! You got to have more! It's the Republican administration, so now we're going to make it the Republican government, where it just gets bigger in a more Republican fashion.
Yeah, well, and they're raising the debt ceiling.
Yeah. How much worse will it get? 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on that, whatever you want to bring up. Also, you want to talk about it getting worse? It is getting worse. The police raiding a newspaper. Freedom of the Press, anyone? They've raided this newspaper, we'll tell you about it, and they've confiscated their computers. What over? What could it possibly be over? Child porn? Mm-mm. 800-259-9231, plus cops arresting people in bars for drunkenness? More coming back.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the listener map. We have finally cracked 1,000 listeners on the listener map. Pretty cool stuff. It's international. You go and you punch yourself in, you punch your location in, you add your name, your photo of yourself if you'd like, and you get a little digital pushpin on our map at map.freetalklive.com. Again, to get there, it's totally free. Map.freetalklive.com. By the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. By the way, got some interesting healthcare-related stuff. We got you've got a story, Manwich, about pharmacies and the Plan B pill.
Yes.
The 72-hour, it's not an abortion pill. It's a pregnancy prevention pill. We'll get into the pharmacies and how they feel about that. Also, just general news about how terrible healthcare is here, or mediocre, according to the article, in America. 800-259-9231. Let's talk cops. because they're just getting more and more bold. They're getting brash. They're not doing, I don't think, what they're supposed to be doing, which is protecting and serving, right? I mean, that's their alleged role that they're supposed to be performing.
It should be a service to protect us.
Well, but here's what they've done in Pennsylvania, according to Philly.com. It's an unusual and little-known case. The Pennsylvania Attorney General's Office has seized four computer hard drives from a Lancaster newspaper. It's part of a statewide grand jury investigation into leaks to reporters. The dispute pits the government's desire to solve an alleged felony, computer hacking, against the news media's fear that taking the computers circumvents, well, the First Amendment.
Yeah.
The freedom of the press. And the state shield law, whatever that is. The state Supreme Court declined last week to take the case, allowing agents to begin analyzing the data. According to the executive director of the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press, this is horrifying. It's an editor's worst nightmare. For the government to actually physically have those hard drives from a newsroom is amazing. I'm flabbergasted to hear this.
You know, it doesn't sound like they're, you know, providing a service to protect us by confiscating computers from the press. I mean, why would they do that?
Well, here's why. The grand jury's investigating whether the Lancaster County coroner gave reporters from the Lancaster newspaper, the Intelligencer Journal, his password to a restricted law enforcement website. The site contained non-public details of local crimes. The newspaper allegedly used some of those details in its articles. So the reporters use the website without authorization. Officials say, therefore, they may have committed a crime. So do you see what they're doing? They're investigating. Somebody came into their web
system. It shouldn't be a crime.
It shouldn't be a crime to what?
Get into their
computers?
If the cops, you know, if for whatever reason information leaks out, information leaks out from the executive branch, I don't care which segment of it, well, tough. You know, you shouldn't have been doing things that you're worried about people finding out about anyway.
In interviews yesterday, the reporter's lawyer, William DeStefano, and the coroner, Mr. Kirchner, disagreed over whether Kirchner had given them permission to access the site. The lawyer said that although he didn't know whether any of the reporters used the website, evidence has been presented to the attorney general. It makes it clear that the county coroner, who's an elected official, invited and authorized the paper or reporters to access the restricted portion of the website. If someone's authorized to give me a password and does, it's not hacking. And even if they're not authorized, even if the coroner wasn't authorized to give out his password to the news media, shouldn't he be the one who's punished instead of the actual news media being punished for this? I mean, the coroner allegedly gave out this information. He's the one that broke the rules. The news agency just used a name and password that they got.
I don't think that, even so, the coroner's elected. So if there's a problem, let the people decide that there's a problem with it come election time. I don't think that the cops should be able to do anything about it in this specific instant.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the cops are out of line, and what they did as a result, they raided one of these guys.
I mean, what kind of national security risk is it? I mean, how are we more exposed to attack because some crappy little police department had its computers, you know, hacked into, and reporters could report on it.
It's not a national security risk, and they're not claiming that it is. It's just them blustering about how somebody got into their system, and they're going to get them. They're going to get whoever it was. And so, therefore, they've come and confiscated all the hard drives at this newspaper. You've crippled this paper. Well, it's akin to, back in the old days, before there were computers, it's akin to going into a newspaper's office and taking all of their files.
Yeah.
How are they supposed to print their paper if they
don't
have their
articles?
How are
they supposed to type their stories?
So, I mean, the government's not concerned with these things.
No.
When the government goes and raids somebody's business and confiscates a hard drive, and we've talked about this before, there was another case of mistaken identity, where the government, the feds in this case, thought that one guy was a child pornographer. They went into his house and they stole his computer as well. Turned out, he wasn't. He never got his hard drive back. There's stories about guys that have had their guns confiscated by the feds. Never get them back. 6 months later, haven't gotten them back.
Sure.
We're still processing your weapon. We'll get it back to you when we're good and ready. And what are you going to do about it?
Well,
sue them?
I know
spend
what you're
$50,000 to sue them?
You're not going to get a bunch of your friends together, put guns on their hips, and go into their office and take your crap back. That's how they came and got yours.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Well, here's what else they're doing. You think that's out of line? Irving, Texas, from 5NBC5. Irving police have taken their fight against drunken driving to a new level. Irving officers and state agents targeted 36 bars and clubs Friday and arrested some allegedly intoxicated patrons What do you think? After they got in their cars and started driving away, like most cops?
Well, sure, because there's a lot of things that can happen after you get drunk in a bar. You can call a friend to come get you.
Right.
You can call a taxi to come pick you up, take you home. You can stagger home. You know, there's all kinds of things that can happen.
Well, in this case, they presumed that every single one of these people that they arrested, the 30 people they arrested, were drunk and were going to drive. They arrested them before they left the bar.
Well,
how can you do this?
Well, they didn't arrest them for drunk driving, did they?
They arrested them for public intoxication. The officers also kept watch on bartenders who might have overserved patrons. They arrested 30 people on Friday night. Most of the suspects are facing public intoxication charges. The agents and Irving police officers traveled from bar to bar and worked undercover. The report also said that some agents shared tables with suspected drunk patrons. Imagine this.
Thanks, jerks.
You're sitting in a bar, chatting it up with whoever it is that's across the table from you about whatever it is bar people talk about, sports or their terrible lives. And then that same guy, afterwards, he's the guy that ratted you out. He's the guy that that called the goon squad in on you, and you got a public intoxication charge for being in a bar? What is this?
That's ridiculous.
What country do we live in, huh?
One where the police seem to be out of control.
What? Are you going to come into my house next? I'm not a drinker, but are you going to come around my neighborhood and knock on people's doors and give people breathalyzer checks to make sure they're not intoxicated?
At home?
I suppose that would be private intoxication, right? Because they're... Well, now, wait a minute. If you're in a bar, isn't that also a private... isn't that a private business?
Yes.
Even though the public's allowed in... As a business owner, I could very easily change the rules the next day and say, "This is a private club now. You need a membership to get in here."
The term public doesn't apply in my mind.
No. It's a private business. I am so outraged by this, I'm almost speechless. 800-259-9231. Your comments on this. How do we put a stop to this? How do we stop the police from acting this way? Run for sheriff? Manwich for Sheriff, 800-259-9231. What's your idea? 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now at 1-800-300-8069.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And man with you.
And you can take control of the airwaves as well as join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live stream, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both of them totally free. So go get them online, freetalklive.com. Still to come, Manwich, you got a story about pharmacies and the Plan B pill.
Yes,
that's not the abortion pill. It's the 72-hour pill, the pregnancy preventer. There's a bit of a conflict going on. We'll explain that to you. That's on the way. But let's go to Germany, to the email box, ftl@freetalklive.com, from Robert. Says, hi, guys. I've started listening to your show just today, and all I can say is wow. This was written a couple days ago. You're saying the same things that I always thought. I never considered myself a libertarian before, but now I realize that we have much in common. That's good, Robert. Good to hear. I heard on one of your recent shows about the German government not allowing stores to be open on Sundays. Well, as I've been living in Munich for the last 7 years, I can tell you that the German government is a lot crazier and oppressive than you can even imagine. If it were only a matter of not being able to shop on a Sunday, this country would be great.
Oh, sure.
But unfortunately, the level of authoritarianism and oppression in this country is so extreme that no man with any kind of conscience can stand living here. Just a few examples. But you've been there for 7 years, Robert. Does that mean you don't have a conscience?
Mm. Robert's bereft of a conscience.
Just a few examples. In Germany, it's a crime to insult anyone.
What?
So, as often happens, a person goes to the police station and makes a complaint against someone that he doesn't like, saying that the person flipped him off. The police then send a letter to the offender saying that they're required to report to the police station at a certain date and time to give their answer to this charge, to the accusation.
Ridiculous.
The date and time is always during normal business hours.
Sure.
So the offender, the so-called offender, has to take at least 3 hours off from work in order to accomplish this.
I would imagine it's at least. You got to travel there.
You then deal with the bureaucrats, sure. Wait in line, wait in the waiting room, and these things take forever. Then the state's attorney can, at his or her own discretion, file charges, which they most often do.
Why? Really?
Why wouldn't they? They benefit. I mean, the state always benefits from filing charges. When the case comes to court, the offender has to prove his innocence. Failing this, the offender is heavily fined, normally around 600 euros for a flip-off. Isn't a euro worth a little more than the U.S. dollar?
That was my understanding.
That would be more than 600 U.S. dollars.
That's crazy.
And by the way, it costs more for other insults. They have certain amounts that they charge depending on the insult, Manwich. Can you even imagine this? And the worst part is, according to Robert, all the money goes to the state. The insulted person gets nothing for his efforts beyond revenge. So if you don't like somebody and you're in Germany, all you have to do is go to the authorities and claim that Manwich flipped me off. I flipped you off the other night on the air, Manwich. We were talking about the bird. It was the topic that we were discussing at that time. You could have gone to the authorities and gotten me fined.
Well, you need a good fining.
A few others, quickly.
This is the problem with fines by the government. And I've been thinking about this, and we need a new system.
What do you mean?
The government benefits from people infracting their rules.
Yes.
It's a problem.
Okay.
One of the, as far as speeding fines go, it's a great way for communities, municipalities, and states to raise money in their particular area.
Sure. Some cities have 30 to 50 to 70% of their budgets created by speeding tickets.
Mm-hmm. So they get money from people who speed, so they want to catch speeders. Not unsafe drivers,
right,
but somebody who might be going
six miles over.
Yeah, whatever, over the limit. It's ridiculous. What fines should go is to, I don't know, a charity, someplace besides the government. You shouldn't. The government shouldn't be able, allowed to benefit off of the fines that it enacts.
Well, I think if we had more, first of all, I think if we had more private property in America, then there'd be less of these situations, because the government wouldn't be able to create a bunch of rules that you could break and get fined for on your private property. You know, if I'm cursing on my own property, it shouldn't be any of the government's business, right?
Or if you let someone curse on your property.
Exactly. And if you curse on my property and that offends me, I can just toss you off my property.
Right.
No fine necessary. If you break or destroy some of my property, then there's an actionable lawsuit there. I can take you to small claims court or big claims court if it's something big, and I can actually get money out of you transferred to me. But when it's the government bringing charges, there's no other party involved. There's no one who's been offended. It's the government, which is this big nebulous creation that doesn't really exist except in the minds of everyone. It's just a group of strangers that claims to have authority over you, essentially. I mean, that's what I think it is. 800-259-9231 if you've got comments. But when the government's bringing charges, there's no one who's been offended. So I don't even think that most of these charges should even exist. So, well, yeah, there's a lot of change that needs to happen, man, which you're right.
I do see that we need, if the government's going to own the roads, they need to be the ones to decide how they're going to be, you know, safely transmuted.
If they're going to own the roads, and that's a whole other issue. Let's get back to the email. Robert says, here's a few other examples. In Germany, you can get a ticket of up to 40 euros for not locking up your own car. You're not allowed to have a for sale sign. Not allowed to have a for sale sign if you're in your car if it's parked on the street. Because according to their logic, the streets are for driving, not for used car lots. You're required to pay a monthly tax on each television and radio that you possess. What?
Yeah.
And they can come into your home at any time of day to check and see if you have any that you're not paying taxes on.
Really?
It's time for a radio check. You'll let us in here now. You know?
And then if they find any other contraband, I'm sure that they don't give that back to you.
And they, they can come in any time of the day. I recently had to pay a 156 euro fine. He claims that's about $190. Maybe they've dropped in value? Because I went through a red light on my bicycle. Each one of these offenses and many more are heavily, heavily fined. In the case of the TV radio tax, the fine can be up to 5,000 euros.
Crazy.
What is the justification there? What could it possibly be that you're, plugging in too many things into the outlets in your home? What could it possibly be?
You know, the problem
you're getting
with this,
too much information?
The problem with this TV radio tax is it doesn't cause the TV and radio stations to evolve to the next level. Who gets their television through an aerial anymore? I mean, it isn't done that much.
Right.
Anybody who does do it at least says to themselves, I'm in the minority. So what about a cable tax? Do you understand?
Yeah.
I mean, that's how cable came about. People wanted clearer pictures. Now we have HD TV, and we're going to have HD radio, and there's digital radio out there. If people want them, they'll pay for them.
Yes.
They'll pay for HD radios and digital radios to be able to receive these things. There's a real problem with this TV radio tax you're talking about.
Well,
it's stupid.
I paid for my TV and radio once, and I paid tax on that sale. How is it they can possibly justify this? I'm going to have to write him. I have to write Robert back to ask him what their reasoning is behind this, because I can't even begin to imagine it. Here's the other thing he says. One other quick thing. On another of your recent shows, you spoke of a young man who had his car searched for drugs while he was in his high school parking lot. You said that you said more than once something to the effect that the police have the right to search the car because it was on government property. I was a little disappointed in this comment. There is no government property. It's public property. The government did not pay for that school or the parking lot. The public did. If the government is set up to serve the public, then the government has no property rights. If this were so, then any street would be government property too, and the police could then search your car, which they're coming close to doing here in America. Now the Supreme Court has ruled that the cops can bring up dogs up to your car any old time they want to. More coming back. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills at as little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You get to take control of the airwaves if you make the call. 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We send out updates whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. I sent one out today. There's probably going to be another one going out tomorrow. You can get on the list for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. So you can email the show, FTL at freetalklive.com. We've got, let's see, lots more coming up here tonight, including an article from a Vietnam veteran who's just kind of sharing, well, what it feels like to him to get through a war, and how, as he puts it, it results in really quick aging, mentally, you know, mental aging.
Hmm.
We'll explore that because it's an interesting perspective. But actually, let's dive into this healthcare stuff. There's a good variety of things. Let's start with you, Manwich. You got an article about, Plan B.
Absolutely. There's some pharmacists in Washington that are, let me read the article. Getting a prescription filled is pretty straightforward. Take it to the doctor, slip to the pharmacy, and get the medication. Some pharmacists are stepping out and saying they won't fill prescriptions on moral grounds. The debate centers around the so-called morning after pill, or Plan B. It's emergency contraception meant to prevent pregnancy after unprotected sex.
There's a lot of confusion, and in fact, we've been confused before on the show. We've been since corrected that there's two pills that are confused frequently, Plan B and RU-46. They're two different pills. Plan
I thought
B,
they were the same thing.
Right. Plan B prevents a pregnancy. It can be only used up to 72 hours after intercourse, whereas RU-46, I think, goes for a few months,
mm-hmm.
and that's what the abortion pill is. So Plan B is not an abortion. Okay, with that
Thanks
in mind,
for clearing it up.
Let's continue.
Pharmacists who object to Plan B want to be able to deny filling prescriptions on moral and ethical and religious beliefs. Pharmacists have a right to exercise their conscience on these morally troubling situations. I believe it's right that we can it's a right we get being concerned citizens of the United States.
And this it should be a right because it's your business.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's your business. You can decide to sell what you want to who you want.
I agree. It's a national debate that's playing out in Washington as the State Pharmacy Board considers a measure to protect pharmacists who refuse to fill prescriptions. Opponents say the measure would let pharmacists' rights trump the patients' rights. Wait a second. Let's talk about patients' rights.
Okay.
Now, if a patient has a right to medication, that means that, I suppose if a man's dying in the desert in Nevada, that somebody has to go out and give him medication.
Right.
Because he has a right to it. Now, who has to do that?
A magical being, a genie.
A genie.
Because if you're way out in the middle of the desert, nobody's going to get to you before you die. So you might as well just rub a lamp and hope that the genie comes out and heals you.
If a person has a right to purchase whatever it is that they want to purchase, then
someone must have to sell it to them.
Somebody has to sell it to them. So I want a device that will allow me to travel the speed of light. Wait, it doesn't exist. So maybe we should be allowed...
You have a right to force someone to make it.
We have a right to purchase things that do exist.
Let me say, I on this issue...
Does that mean that every store has to carry everything so that we can purchase... No rights for patients.
Well,
not that way.
I feel for the women in this case that are looking to purchase a product. I mean, you are kind of raised to believe that a pharmacy is going to be able to stock what it is that you're asking for.
Right, sure.
And so then you're going to your local pharmacy, which you've been to before probably, and gotten some pills, and then you're being told, no, we can't fill that prescription. Well, okay.
Shocking. Is this disappointment that this person's facing?
I could see how that would be disappointing, in which case you
would
want
to call...
Screw
them and their disappointment. They need to go to the next pharmacy.
That's right, in which case...
They get to decide whether or not they're disappointed, and they get to decide whether or not they want to purchase that pharmacy.
That's right, in which case you need to pick up the phone and call 5 different pharmacies and check them all out. Don't waste your gas. Call them up and say, hey, can I go fill this prescription at your pharmacy?
Yes.
My old pharmacy wouldn't take my business. Maybe you'd like to have it.
And I'm not going to go back there.
Yeah.
Look. These pharmacists...
You could tell the pharmacist that when he tells you no, oh yeah? You're not going to fill that prescription? Well, I guess I'm never coming back. And the pharmacist could very well say, well, see you later.
Yep.
Because it's his business, and he doesn't have to sell to you. I mean, I feel bad for these ladies, but it's about private property rights is really what it all is. It's what it boils down to.
It does, but the question you have to ask here is this private pharmacist? Because there certainly are a few that,
government pharmacies? Versus government firms?
Small private firms, like individuals.
Oh, I see what you're saying, like an individual-owned pharmacy versus Target or Walmart.
Or, Walgreens
yeah.
or CVS,
okay.
or any of these.
That is a good question.
Now, if I'm a pharmacist that works for CVS, do I have the right not,
Not if CVS says you don't.
I agree.
If CVS says, we stock Plan B, and you have to sell Plan B, if you don't like it, then go open your own darn pharmacy. In that case.
And it says here,
So that's something that the article's not making clear, right?
It does not make that clear, no.
It's just saying
It's pointing out some problems, but they're not looking at the issue the way I'm looking at the issue. Not at all.
No, of course not.
It says, so if they can't do it, an alternative pharmacist needs to be able to do it in that particular location. Well, yes, that's true. And that's not always possible in rural towns where there's only one pharmacist. So does that mean that because these people have a right to purchase whatever it is that they want to purchase... That then, if I want to buy a Rolls Royce in this rural town, that somebody has to open a Rolls Royce dealer?
Apparently. Because what if the pharmacist decides, you know what, since you guys are all demanding, you're all saying you have these rights to my pills, I just don't feel like coming in this month.
Yeah. I mean,
do you have a right to force him at gunpoint to come in and
work?
What
if he turns 65? Do you have a right to make him work beyond retirement age?
I don't know. What do you think? 800-259-9231. Well, I don't really not know.
Right.
Of course you don't. It's his business. He's an individual, and he should be free to make whatever choices he wants to.
I wish these people quit making up rights.
This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Study shows that most people in America, whether they're rich or poor, their health care is pretty mediocre. More coming back. It's Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, toll free, 1-800-259-9231 is the number. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Experience everything on our website for free. The bulletin board system, wiki, the live streaming, the listener map, and more. It's all on the house. Now, if you want to support the show, go shopping with us. Amazon.com is the largest internet retailer of virtually everything. If it's a department store category, they have it. Baby stuff, electronics, furniture, clothing, sporting goods, you name it. It's all there. But don't go straight to their website. Enter through our website. Here's how you do it. You go to Amazon.freetalklive.com. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com. They'll take you over to the Amazon main site. And at that point, anything you purchase, we get a percentage of it. It's that simple. So you're going to do your shopping anyway, do it through our website, amazon.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. You take control of the airwaves to Doug in Minnesota. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello, Doug. Doug in Minnesota going once. Doug in Minnesota going twice. Doug, we'll try you back later. 800-259-9231, from time to time, there's, you know, phone troubles, that sort of thing.
I was going to fill in the moment here real quick. It seems that there was a poll done, and it looks, the best I can tell, the poll was done by an organization called Topline. So I'm not saying that this ain't Zogby, all right?
Okay.
But apparently, and the only line I want to put in here is the single most frequently word associated with George Bush is incompetent. And close behind those two words.
Wait, how many people did they poll?
I don't have any of that stuff. Okay. I tried to look at it. It looks very legit. There's a lot of information in this poll, so they must have done some stuff. But, it's not put out by an organization I'm familiar with. Anyway, the two other increasingly mentioned descriptors, idiot and liar. All three are mentioned far more often today than a year ago. I just thought it was funny.
Let's try again. Let's try Doug again in Minnesota. I think he's actually there this time. Doug? No, he's not. He's, yes, our board op. Very sorry. Very, very sorry. All right.
Well, you better come up with a show topic then, Jason.
He's a board op.
Right. No, you're right, I don't.
All right. Hey, coming up, we'll just somewhat summarize this for you, because it's just a dry article, but New England Journal of Medicine reporting a survey of nearly 7,000 patients, which the article describes as startling research. Then they found out that rich people, poor people, black people, white people, they're getting roughly equal treatment in America's hospitals. And, according to the study, the treatment has been considered woefully mediocre. So, Americans' healthcare, not that great. Why? Because of the government.
Yeah.
You know, it's like repeating the same mantra, but that's really why it is. The government controls the majority of the healthcare dollars in this country, and when the government is the one that's spending all the money, the incentives, the market gets a little bit warped, and service suffers as a result. Price suffers as a result. I mean, the prices go up. Service goes down. Things get worse. Technological advances don't happen as fast. The FDA puts major brakes on technological health advances. So we could spend an hour talking about how it is that the federal government and local and state governments impede your ability to access good quality, cheap health care. Health care doesn't have to be expensive. The reason why it's so expensive is because the government is so heavily enmeshed in the system.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't get enough. I mean, 55% or 52% or whatever the percentage is that government's involved as far as the dollars spent, that's not enough for them. California's proposing total government health care. They're proposing outlawing private insurance. Vermont would like total government health care. We know other countries already have it, and it's even worse. We don't want to go down this road. Hour number three is on the way. You take control of the airwaves, 1-800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.